Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Shalom, saints. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. This is an amazing day. We serve an amazing God. There's nobody like him. So I'm just humbled just to wake up another day. That's anybody feel like that? I'm humbled to wake up another day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful. If you will turn with me to John, or in the Hebrew, Yohanan. The Hebrew name for John is Yohanan, the 14th chapter. We have been talking about walking in the greater works. There is a time that is now where people don't know the truth from a lie. People don't know what's real from what's not. And thank Yahweh for the Holy Spirit, which gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word so that we're not confused. We know that who knows the God that you serve? We know. We know what we need to turn to. We know where we need to turn. And so we've been talking about walking in the greater works because many believers don't really understand what their purpose is. They don't understand what they're supposed to do. They don't understand what's next. And so that's why we're talking about this, because he has a work for each and every one of us. Tell your neighbor, he got a work for you. Okay? And we're finding out what that really means. How do we achieve that? And so when we go to the 14th chapter of Yohanan, the 12th verse, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also." This is the thing. He's already walked it out. We used to sing, we used to sing a song in the choir. He already worked it out. There's no need in trying to work things out. Yeshua's already, he's already worked it out. So what does that mean? He's demonstrated. I love that word because it means showing us in great detail. He demonstrated what we're supposed to do. And it's interesting to me, this thing, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, he demonstrated what you're supposed to do. And what you're supposed to do ain't no different than what he did. But you gotta be in the Holy Spirit to understand the details of what that is, right? But we were talking, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, the time I got left. So let's read the rest of that. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And so it says that, and greater. So not only would you do the works that he did, but greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going unto my Father. And so we opened this up last week where we talked about work. The Greek word for work is ergos. Say ergos. And what does that mean? It means this is a deed, action that carries out or completes an intention or a purpose. So the work has an intention and the work has a purpose, right? And so he said the works that he did, what Yeshua did for us, it had an intention. It had a purpose. He had to come and die for your sins so that you might be able to have a way back to a communication with Yahweh, right? You were reconciled back. So that tells us that a work was done, and that work did not return void. But that work accomplished what it was supposed to do. So work is not just work. You just spinning your wheels. Work has a purpose. Say work has a purpose. And a lot of times we don't, it says an intention carries out means complete. Too many times, have you guys ever started on a project? Stay with me. And you had intentions of starting that project, but somewhere along the way, somebody's backyard is half done. Somebody's dress is half made. Why? Because you had intentions, but you did not complete. See, this work, this ergos is not half done, people. Hello? Ergos means that it is initiated and it is what? Completed. How many of you have projects that you have not completed? Don't raise your hand. See, this work, you see it through to the end. And see, that's the problem with us. We start stuff, but then we what? Stop. And see, this divine work, where would you be if Yeshua did not carry out the complete ergos? I don't even want to think about it. But he started it to finish it. And guess what? You started this thing when you became saved. So you better finish this. Wouldn't it be crazy if you started this thing and then you will not see the finishing of it? And you know what the finishing is. Come on, you said the right word, glory. Finishing it to glory. So it has an intention, it has a purpose, and it is completed. So when we talked about greater, we had two Greek words for greater. First word is megas. And megas means the greater. That's where we get mega from. Mega roller coaster. Mega anything that's supposed to be the tallest and the greatest is supposed to be the megas, right? That's where we get that from, okay? And so when we say the other Greek word is meson. Say meson. Meson means to a greater degree, from lesser to greater, right? So Yahweh, Yeshua, he did mega. But this word is not megos. This word that is used here is meson, okay? That means that we're gonna do work, but we're gonna do it to a what? A greater degree. Now, you guys are not the end all be all right now. Can you say to me that you have completely achieved? You are the top. We got the Olympics going on. You don't want a gold medal in your salvation? No. Some of y'all ain't got 10 medal. You have not achieved aluminum. You know what I'm saying? You walking around here acting like you got a gold medal around your neck. And you ain't even done foil paper. You ain't even done paper medal. This is a process but see, it's not about you. You can't go from lesser to greater unless you got the power that he's given you to go from lesser to greater. So you can't even do this without his power. This is what we're talking about with the greater works to get you on track. So if we go back to that, it says we will do works, the works that he does, the megas that he does, we will do it to a what? Greater degree, right? But you got to, I was telling you guys last week, you got to make it to the doubt. Some of us have not even begun to start working. And I was saying last week that a lot of us, we don't even work. We got this idea that, well, I'm going to stand still. I ain't going to do nothing until he tell me. Well, there's some basic stuff that you got to do. And we're going to talk about that. Somebody say, keep moving.
Keep moving.
We serve a God that keeps on moving. Okay, so when we look at, go to Yohanan. And, we still there, 13th chapter. Go to the next verse. It says, and whatsoever you what? Shall ask in my name. And we got all into this because it's like, you can't just say his name. You got to be in his name, right? A lot of times we say, oh, Yeshua, but no. We don't believe in the power that the name of Yeshua possesses when we call his name. And he said, if you're in that situation, if you're in my name, then whatever you shall ask when you invoke my name, that's what I'm going to do. What did he say in the previous verse? He said, I'm going to my Father, right? So he's like, there was a time where I was walking with you and you could ask me stuff and I would be there to move in your behalf. But what you gonna do when I leave? So therefore, I'm leaving you the power of my name that when I'm sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, you can still use my name and put my name to work just like I was standing right next to you moving in your behalf. So you have to have the faith to believe that when you use his name, he's right there working it. Somebody say working it. You put his name to work.
Come on.
You put his name to work when you use his name, believing in his name, knowing that whatever you ask in his name, it's going to happen. Somebody say that's power. So we got to stop trivializing the name. We got to stop, I can take it or leave it. There's power there. It's precious. So we got to take care of it. So he says what? I'm going to do it because there's something in it for the kingdom. What's in it for the kingdom when you are in his name and you ask him to do something and he moves on your behalf? The Father is glorified in the Son, which is what? Yeshua, the living Logos. And then the 14th chapter says what? If you shall ask anything in my name, I might do it. Maybe.
I will.
But this is the thing. Believers, do you believe that he can do it? You gotta believe. Tell your neighbor, you gotta believe it. Because you got some stuff coming down the pipe. There is a situation coming that got your name on it. Today is Sunday, August 14th. Somebody's situation, I don't know what it is, but why would he give you the power to use his name and have his name move on your behalf if there wasn't going to be a circumstance where you were going to need it? I don't give nobody nothing that they ain't going to use. Let me say that again. I ain't giving nobody nothing that they ain't. Why would I give you something precious that you're not even going to, you're going to just sit it up? Some of y'all got the name of Yeshua just sitting on the shelf. You don't even use it. He gave you the name so that you can put the name to work. You have put the name to action on your behalf. So why you think he gave it? Ask your neighbor, what did he give it to you for? if you ain't gonna use it. Somebody's getting mad. That's okay. You got to break the cycle. Somebody say, use it. That's what we're talking about. If you shall ask anything. He didn't say, if you shall ask anything, I will do it. He didn't say that. He said, if you shall ask anything, what? I will what? There's power in that. And so when we go here, go to Mark. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know what he's asking. Mark 16th chapter. We got to stop sitting down, waiting. I'm going to wait until I hear. You wouldn't know his voice. If you're sitting around, you wouldn't know his voice if he slap you side your head. Thank you for finishing that for me. He ain't told. This is the thing. He moves. He works. So what makes you think that you can just sit down? Let's find out what he's doing. Mark 16, chapter 15, verse. And he said unto them, go. Let me stop right there. And he said unto them, go. Go means move. Go means you are propelling from the point that you were into another point in time. Go means motion. Now, how many times have you told somebody, go on, and they didn't go? What's wrong? What happens to you? How you feel when you told them to what? And they want what? Then what do? You get even more forceful. I said go! That's what he's telling you. He's telling you move forward. And not only move, but I got some places. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He says, go ye. Stay in the church wall. Stay in the four walls. Don't go nowhere. Stay in the four walls. He said, go. Who's ye? Tell your neighbor, it's you. Go ye into some places. All the world. Some of y'all won't even go into your neighborhood. You won't even go ye into your neighborhood. You won't even go ye next door. You won't even go ye to the next cubicle where you work at. Your responsibility and the expectation that Yahweh has for you is for you to go. Where I go, you act like he's trying to send you to China or something. He's just trying to send you to wherever he wants you to what? Go. Maybe he's trying to just send you down the street. He was like, go on to the corner store. Go on to Walmart today. Everything that I do, I consider him. If I need to go to Smart and Final, which Smart and Final do you want me to go to? Because maybe there's a purpose at this particular Smart and Final. But y'all are like, nah, the Holy Spirit trying to say, no, go ye to the one on Bloom Street. And he was like, nah, I ain't going over there. I'm going to go on to El Segundo. Comes with the relationship, right? Go ye into all the world, preach. See, some of y'all shut down when you see preach. You think that's just my job. You think that's just the job of the apostles. See, because all your life, when you've heard preach, you've heard somebody up on the podium hollering and yelling. Now, I'm not going to say preacher, because we're not using the word properly. And I don't know where all that hollering and heaving. I can hoop and holler if you want me to.
No.
But where did that come from? I'm thinking like, dude needs some oxygen mask or something. Because you want people to understand what you're saying, right? I'm not trying to stir up your emotions. I'm trying to give you some truth. Amen. I'm not trying to put on a show. I'm trying to let you know what thus saith the word. So he says, go on and preach. Well, what is this preach? Well, let's look at the word. Greek, kereso. K-E-R-Y-S-S-O. Preach. Let me give you the real definition of preach. That's why we got to break this stuff down. To herald means you proclaim it as a public crier does. Remember, the crier would say, hear ye, hear ye. The king wants everybody to know, right? That's what a public crier would do. And that's how they were in the King James vernacular. They were trying to explain what it meant. And that was kind of like what it meant. And it does mean that. But it means to proclaim a truth publicly. Right? Openly. Somebody say openly.
Openly.
Not only are you doing it, but you're proclaiming it with authority. Which must be what? Listen to. So that means that you have a truth, and you're taking that truth that you have, and you're publicly proclaiming it, and you're speaking openly on what has been done. See, some of y'all, when you're excited about something, people can't shut you up. Some of y'all are talkers. Well, he's saying, you talking about all this mess. I gave you something that you should be talking about. But you're talking about everything else but the thing that I commissioned you to talk about. And that is, didn't I deliver you? Didn't I heal you? Didn't I move on your behalf? Didn't I answer that prayer? But you won't proclaim it. So that's what preach means. You don't have to get up here like me and you know, holla. Because I get excited about it, you know, because I know what he done for me. Right? I see what he done for you. I see what he's doing right now. And I get what? Excited about it. I get excited about stuff that happened 10 years ago. Stuff that I seen him do 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The problem is, y'all ain't preaching. He gave you something to publicly proclaim, and you keeping your mouth shut. I'm just a quiet person. That's just my nature. Hold up. I got something for you. It's not about you and your nature. It is about the power that he put inside of your bosom. You can't, if you got the power like he tells us that we have the power, you can't keep that thing quiet. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? When you got that anointing and that power moving in your life, you can't keep your mouth shut. People People have been trying to keep Scott quiet for years, and you can't do it because this brother got some anointing in him that he just can't be quiet.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
It's not about how you feel. Well, I feel like I'm quiet. I feel like I just don't have to say nothing. He ain't concerned about your feelings. He's concerned about his word. He's concerned about his power, and he wants you to operate in that. What would Yeshua have done if he kept his mouth closed? What he wants you to do is to publicly open your mouth, publicly declare the name of Yeshua, publicly speak to situations and call things that are not as though they were. He sends you the word so that you can actually put it in action. Well, I don't care what you say, Pastor Tom. I'm quiet.
Okay, I got something for you. Before I go there, go into the world and preach. That means speak it. The gospel to every creature. Now, the beauty about that word creature is that in the Jewish tradition, when they would use that creature, it would mean all of creation, but it also meant someone. A creature was someone that was converted from idolatry to Judaism. One that was transformed. Because he says, in Messiah, you are a new creature. So not only are you speaking the word, the gospel to old creatures, but you're also encouraging the new creatures. Because there's some folk that's been transformed that need to understand your walk and how you've been able to victoriously overcome. So tell your neighbor, you can't keep your mouth shut. He's kindled something. Go to Yirmiyahu. See, Scott, you're getting ahead of me. That's the Holy Ghost. Jeremiah. This is what I love about the Hebrew language. Why y'all always using the Hebrew? Because it's true. Oh my goodness, it's true. And so Jeremiah is actually Yirmiyahu. Say Yahu. Why is this important? Because those names, those original names, give you the meaning. Anybody heard of the Jewish prime minister of Israel? His name is Benjamin. What? Netanyahu. That's a real name. Tell your neighbor, that's a real name. So when we tell you to go to Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, that is a real name. When we see that name used for the prime minister of Israel, his name is Benjamin what? Netanyahu. Hey, guess what? Netanyahu actually has a meaning. It means Yahweh has given. That's what Netanyahu means. God has given. Yahweh has given. So what do you think Yirmiyahu means? You don't know, do you? See, that's why I'm saying we got to get this knowledge. Yirmiyahu means Yahweh has exalted. Come on, man. And this is the cool thing about it. Well, why do you guys say, how do you know that God's name is Yahweh? Because that is in the Hebrew Tetragrammaton. But it's confirmed because Netanyahu, what did I tell you the meaning of that was? Yahweh has given, right? God has given. Well, Netanyah, the Yah from Yahweh is in the name. God has what? Yahweh has what? Given. Yirmiyahu means Yahweh has what? Exalted. So tell your neighbor, it's real. This is where it gets real. So you can see the truth even in the prime minister's name. So we go to Yirmiyahu, the 20th chapter. Hallelujah. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, was a prophet. If anybody knows anything about a prophet, they would herald what Yahweh was saying, the prophecy that he was trying to speak to the people. They were the ones that were given that by the inspiration of Yahweh, the Holy Spirit, and then they would proclaim that. Yirmiyahu was in a situation where he had constantly proclaimed. He had constantly spoke the word. He had constantly said, this is what's going to happen. What happens when we say what's going to happen and we believe it, but it doesn't happen as fast as we think? I say thank because y'all go beyond thinking. You thank because you've created some crazy stuff in your head about your thinking. And we call it thinking. Even when it's not what the word is speaking, you have created some stuff in your mind. So what happens when we are proclaiming the word, but sometimes we get tired and we don't see it happen fast enough? So we become what? The enemy tries to make us what? Doubt. I mean, I act like am I talking to some people who have, you act like you ain't been, anybody been discouraged? Anybody let doubt creep up? In due time. See, the key thing when we speak Yahweh's word is that we have to, what? Tell your neighbor, wait on it. Wait on it. Everything that we must do requires a waiting period. And that's what we have a problem with. We got this microwave society. We can't wait for nothing. We want everything right now, right now, right now. But sometimes you got to let that thing simmer. If anybody knows anything about microwave food and food that has been marinated over the course of time, I think I prefer the marination over the microwavization. You might want something quick, but quick stuff ain't good stuff. Quick stuff is just McDonald's is quick stuff. Do you look forward to McDonald's? Don't. Somebody is. Stuff that requires, anybody made some gumbo before? Oh, Father. You know, you got to make that roux. And that roux, do I have any chefs in the building? How long does it take to get that roux right?
If you do it wrong, you'll burn it.
Huh?
If you do it wrong, you'll burn it.
If you do it wrong, you'll burn it.
And it's all burned.
And you gotta take some, what? You gotta take some time. And you gotta keep on what? So you can what? Get it right. Good things happen when you wait on Yahweh. Some of you all are in situations right now, you're trying to microwave it. And when you microwave, you know what happens when you use that microwave? It messes with stuff. It messes, this food just don't, I don't care what you think, the food just don't taste right. Sometimes I'd rather put the stuff on, put it in a crock pot. So Jeremiah was tripping because he had said some things and they hadn't come to pass yet. But he still mixed in a little belief with his frustration. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, Yahweh, you know, you ain't come through yet. I needed that job, but hey, glory to be to Yahweh. But you know, anyway, but you're worthy to be praised, but you know, it's taking longer than I thought it would, Yahweh. But hallelujah. That's what you guys do. You do it all the time. Yahweh, I thought that, you know, you said in your word, Yahweh, you know, I'm believing. Where are you at, Yahweh? You said it. Because you was crying and slobbering and, oh God, when you going to help me? When is my help going to come? But I believe you. What y'all should do, instead of doing all that foolishness, keep on praising him. Keep on magnifying him. Keep on lifting him up. But we find ourselves in these fleshly human moments. So this is where he was. I had to set the stage for you. So when we go to the 7th verse of the 20th chapter, this is what he's saying. A man of Yahweh, a prophet, he's tripping. And he says, oh, Yahweh, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Oh, but thou art stronger than I. You see the shift? This is a human shift, and you've done the same thing, right? And it says, and you know, thou art stronger than I and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, meaning derision means I've been going back and forth daily. And everyone mocketh me. What is he talking about? Because I told people that you was going to do this, and it hasn't been done yet, and so they mocking me. They talking about me. How many of you have had people talk about you? You said, I'm standing in faith, and they say, you can have, okay, good luck with that. What are they doing? They're mocking. And then the 8th verse goes, what? And he says, for since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of Yahweh was made reproach unto me. Meaning, you gave me the word, and I was saying it. And a derision daily means it still hasn't come to pass, and I'm still going back and forth. I'm tripping. But then the 9th verse says what? Then I said, I will not make mention of him. That means I'm going to stop talking about him. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And how many times you said that? I ain't going to say nothing. And it says, nor speak anymore in his name. I'm just going to shut up, because I'm getting frustrated and I don't see things happening and people are doubting the faith that I have in you. So I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to mention your name and nor speak no more of it. But then he said, but. Somebody say, but. But Jeremiah who said, but his word. I tried to trip. I tried to keep my mouth shut, but his word was in my heart. And it was as a burning fire. Shut up in my bones. So I tried to keep my mouth shut. I tried to just not talk about you. But then that word started to burn inside of me. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? And he said it was like fire. What does that tell you? Y'all gotta get that word so in you that it's down in your bones. It's in the very fiber of your being, that when you need it, even when your flesh is weak. Anybody know about the flesh being weak? Even when your flesh is weak. Oh, that Holy Ghost is burning. So much so, and it says, and I was weary with forbearing. I tried to keep it inside. He said, and I could not stay. What is this telling you? You can't keep your mouth shut. You might think that you're a quiet person, and you might think that you reserved and you shy, but you got some fire shut up in your bones. You got some fire that needs to what? Come out. You got to what? My brother says, you got to feel the burn. You got to let it. See, this is the thing. When Yahweh has moved in your life, see, I'm not asking you guys to come up here and do a sermon. What I'm asking you to do, what he means by go out into the world, go tell somebody your testimony. First of all, you got to have a testimony. Is there anybody in here that got a testimony? No. Is there anybody in here that's got a bona fide testimony? He did it, and you gotta, anybody been delivered from alcohol? Anybody been delivered from drugs? Anybody been delivered from depression? That's what he's talking about. That testimony is in your bone. So when he says go out, you got somebody next door that needs to hear what happened to you. And once you get to opening your mouth, once you get to speaking about what he's done in you, nobody can shut you up. You're going to catch fire. And just like Yirmiyahu, you might try to shut up. See, many times, and I keep on using Scott in his example because he don't mind. I've had people like, why don't you, does he have to speak it all the time? Why, can we just, this man has been delivered from every kind of vice. Come on now. How many years, Scott? 28 years of deliverance. 28 years. That's 28 years of testimony after testimony. You can't get tired of a testimony. Hallelujah. Maybe some of y'all done forgot what he did for you. So in case you forgot what he did for you, somebody needs to get up and proclaim to him, I remember, I remember, I remember what you did. I have not forgotten what you've done for me. I have not forgotten how you moved. I'll never stop telling it. I'll never stop. forgivest if we have not acted like we remember. We remember. We'll never forget. We'll never forget the answered prayer. We'll never forget the deliverances. We never forget how you rescued us. We'll never forget how you moved and set us up on a rock. Our desire is to go, speak, proclaim, herald, declare what you have done. We'll never get tired of that. And so, Father, continue to show us, speak to us, minister to us the importance of acknowledging every day what you've done. Every day, thanksgiving. Every day, praise. Every day, worship. Every day, giving ourselves to you, Father. So that others may see you in what you've done for us. And they'll give glory to you, just like we continue to glorify you ourselves. Thank you. Careful to give you all the honor and the glory and praise in Yeshua's name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.